Philippians 2, it says this, it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Huh. You just stop right there. Lord, position our hearts right now. Our attitude, our mindset, that it would be the same as that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. As he walked on this earth, that our mindset would be as his mindset. And then he describes this. What's the mindset of Christ? Who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Lord, give us the same mindset, the same attitude as Christ. Therefore, it says, God exalted him to the highest place. He gave him the name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the supreme authority. To the glory of God the Father. So Lord, this evening, give us the mindset of Christ. Lord, may we clothe ourselves with humility. May we clothe ourselves with Christ. Lord, I thank you that as we position ourselves before you, Lord, you seal us with your Holy Spirit. You empower us and strengthen us to do everything that you've called us to do. Lord, I thank you for an awakening of your church in these days. I want to just read something as we go into prayer here. I just felt it's just a word that from a little while ago, but I had written down, and just when the Lord was just speaking, and it says this, press in and move out. Press into the heart of the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and move out. Move out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to move you. Let my spirit woo you. Let it move you and let it take you to places that you've never been. I am taking you to the higher ground. I'm taking you to a ground in which you cannot stand alone. It requires me to sustain you. At this altitude, you need my breath. You need my oxygen. You need my sustaining life. You've been able to live at the lower levels on your own strength, but you were created to soar to the higher places on wings of eagles. You were created for my spirit to move you and to lead you into my ways, into my plans, and into my very unique purpose for your life. I intricately created you in my secret place. My heart leapt for joy when I put my plans and my design in you. I made you to look, to act, to feel, to move, and to love just like me, your heavenly Father. I gave you my Son so that you could run boldly into my arms. I put my spirit within you so that I have my dwelling within my creation. I breathe life into you and my power and my strength and my love. And they are life-sustaining nutrients that you need, more than oxygen. So draw near to me. Draw close to my heart. Get to know my thoughts and my ways and my love. Drink me in. And let my words wash over you like a spring rain soaking the ground and igniting the dormant life seeds that I have placed within you. The Lord's been speaking to me on this. his life seeds. It's his very word that he's speaking over us. That as we hear his word, that we take hold of it, capture that, put it in our hearts, and begin to cultivate the very things that he is speaking. This is the position of faith that goes beyond our understanding. The last part says, so now is your time to arise and shine. I am placing my spirit within you. My glory will be upon you. So shine brightly. As you look to me, your light will never dim, but will continue to increase. For you are the light of my glory. As my light shines on you, as my sun shines on you, as my love shines in you. So shine brightly and explode the thick darkness that has surrounded my precious lost lambs. I am calling you to the higher places. So come away with me. It is time. I have given you this very time. So Lord, I thank you that as we get to declare the wonders and the mysteries of the gospel, as we declare your truths, as we speak over Colorado, Lord, I thank you we don't fight against flesh and blood. We do fight against the principalities and the powers. But we have your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. We have the keys of the kingdom to take authority over the rulers. Lord, I thank you that we're called to rule and reign. But we do it from a humble position, where we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, set our hearts upon your heart. Lord, burn within us that our gaze would be locked upon you and on nothing else. Eyes on you as the author and the perfecter of our faith for the race that is set out before us. Lord, I thank you that you are awakening your church. You're awakening your bride. You're awakening the body of Christ as the fullness of Christ, with you as the head. So Lord, we lift you up. Jesus, we say, be glorified in our lives. Be glorified right here in this place. Be glorified in Castle Rock. Be glorified in Colorado. Lord, I thank you that tonight we will glorify you in all that we say, in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin to pray here, but all I would say is we're going to keep it vertical. We want to, in the place of prayer, we can all come into that agreement. And then as we go back into song, there'll be songs. I just feel like there's going to be some prophetic songs that are going to declare the very things that we're praying into. And I would just say, like, engage in those songs as a prayer, as an agreement to what the Lord is actually speaking to us. So it's going to be a good night. Here we go. And we're going to have those online too. Let me just actually start here. I think Nicholas. Do we have him up? Can we do that? All right.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Awesome. Such a beautiful anointing for surrender tonight. And just really felt as we were worshiping, the Lord just highlighted. I felt like this fits right with what you were sharing, Mike. Just absolute dependence on the Spirit of God, on him to rule us, to lead us, and to fill us. And I heard the Lord say, Psalm 24, verse 6, over Colorado. And I felt like he was saying about Colorado, this is Jacob. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. And then I saw the Lord touch the hip of Colorado. And I felt like what he was speaking over us as we're praying this is sometimes in our walk with God, He will actually touch you in your greatest place of strength and ask you to lay it fully down at his sovereign holy feet. The strength of pioneering over Colorado, the anointing, God, that you've placed upon this state, we just welcome your hand, Almighty God, to touch the greatest strength on this state, to woo us into this place of submission, full submission to Christ. And just on Monday at the 400 gathering, Lord, you released a word about Colorado being in the wedding position of submission, and that the crown of glory that you've placed upon Colorado, she was laying at her feet as a bride dressed in a gown, an all-white pure gown, and laid that crown of glory at the sovereign feet of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray collectively as one, Jesus, on behalf of our state, that we say yes to this word, that we are a Jacob generation, ones who seek your face, not merely your hand, not merely your power, not merely the supernatural God, but that we seek the face of God in intimacy and relational oneness with you, Yahweh. And we pray, God, that out of that place of relational intimacy flowing, Jesus, that you would anoint Colorado with a blessing to come into a full place of absolute, complete, total surrender. And God, collectively, we just lay out our hands, even just stretching out our hands, and we say, Lord, we lay everything at your holy feet, Jesus. That you would touch the hip socket of Colorado. And that no longer out of the judicial system and the governmental branch would there be defiled laws in horrific bills for pro-abortion, Jesus. But we pray that out of that place of righteousness, the holiness that you have intended for this state to pioneer movements for the glory of God would flow effortlessly and for your honor and glory, beating with the heartbeat of the fear of the Lord. And so, Lord, with our hands stretched out, we welcome you. As it says in Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O you gates, swing wide, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. So, Jesus, we surrender all to you corporately, God. We lay at your feet and we ask, God, if Colorado must limp, but limp with the glory, then, Lord, let Colorado limp with the glory so that we can birth and what you have called this state, this ecclesia in Colorado, to do for your honor and glory that would impact this nation. And lastly, I just saw a ripple wave going forth from Colorado, resounding all across the United States. And God, I believe that's your heart. And earlier this week, he spoke Psalm 133, how beautiful and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil poured on the head of Aaron, running down the beard on the collar. And then he showed me that it runs right down on the ephod that the high priest would wear, which is the 12 stones of the tribes of Israel. So Jesus, we pray for that type of oil of anointing for unity upon the ecclesia of Jesus Christ here in Colorado, that we would move and beat with one heartbeat, which would be your heart by your spirit, fueled with your power, and that we would move as one, as you prayed, King Jesus, in John 17. And we ask for this. We ask for this grace, this oil of intimacy and this oil of unity to be poured on all this land in the mighty, authoritative, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We agree with that word that you are preparing Colorado as a bride. And right now we enthrone you, Jesus. We enthrone you over the state. Jesus, I just want to read out of Daniel 7:14. It says, and to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom
that all the peoples, nations, men of every language might serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will not be destroyed. Thank you, Jesus, that we do not war against flesh and blood, but we have been given the authority to destroy the strongholds of the enemy that he has set up over our state. Right now, I intercede for our legislature. I intercede for our executive branch and our legislative branch and our judicious branch. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Father, that you would raise up those who would be a voice of righteousness in our state, that they would be a voice of justice, true heavenly justice, to be administered on this state. And we come before you, Jesus, to put an end to unrighteous laws, to put an end to unrighteous decrees, that things that did not come from your heart that are perverting our land be broken, that power be broken in the name of Jesus. We speak with the authority of Jesus, but by the blood of Jesus, we cut every agreement now on our land with unrighteous decrees. Holy Spirit, come and overlay yourself on men and women who are in our government, that they would rise up and they would say no. They would refuse, that they would literally put these bills to death in Jesus' name. Things that are unrighteous, come, Holy Spirit, and legislate righteousness on this land. Legislate justice on this land. Set in holy justices, holy legislators, and awaken our governor to truth in Jesus' name. To truth, awaken him. And we come against this unholy bond to California. There is an unholy yoke that has been put on our state. And we come against that, that is coming to lay unrighteousness on our land. And so we look at that and we command you to get off of our state. We break you by the power of the blood of Jesus. We say, no, you cannot have this unholy tie. We break that tie in the name of Jesus.
Next Wednesday is Passover. I just want to pray and cover Colorado from a north, south, east, and west in the blood of Messiah Yeshua, and the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, to cover Colorado, to cover our hearts, our homes, God. In your wrath, remember mercy, God. We cry out for mercy. We cry out for mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. Mercy triumphs, God. I humbly remind you of your word, God, that mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs in the mighty name of Jesus. I also want to pray for Israel tonight, as they are in a very precarious situation right now, a very precarious, almost on the verge of civil war, God. So we just bring Israel, your beloved, your firstborn, before your throne of grace and mercy, God, and we cry out for mercy for Israel tonight, God. We pray that those who are believing lies, those who are being paid off to hold up a protesting thing with words on it. Sorry. Yeah. And they're blinded, God. Maybe they need food to eat. I don't know, God. But Lord, you see and you know what's going on and how it breaks your heart, and how it puts Israel in a very vulnerable situation the enemy could take advantage of. So God, we cry out for protection. I break the root of whatever is going on in Israel. I break it in the name of Jesus. Whatever the root is of this unrest, ungodly unrest, pride, I don't know, God, rebellion, witchcraft, whatever it is, God, I speak unity to Israel, your beloved, unity of hearts, God. If there's ever a time to band together and be brothers and sisters, it's now. It's right now, Israel. Hear the word of the Lord. Be one, unite, unite, unite and stand. We love you, Israel. Colorado stands with Israel tonight. Colorado stands with Israel, the bride in Colorado. We here at the Rock tonight, we stand with Israel in Jesus' name.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May there be peace within your walls, prosperity within your fortresses. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be with you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. So God, I thank you for Colorado, God. And I just ask for the church in this state, God, that you would bring mass revelation and awakening of your heart for Israel, of your land and your people, God. God, that throughout your word again and again that you speak of your land and your nation. This is the only nation, God, that you call us to stand and pray for. So God, I ask, Lord, church after church after church in Colorado, we just declare awakening, awakening, God, that the bride would arise and partner with your heart, God. God, that you would give us your intercession, Yeshua, what you pray before the Father for Israel. Oh God, would your tears be our tears for your land, God? God, this land where you shed your blood, this land where you were resurrected and are returning to, oh God, we ask, God, would you raise up friends of the bridegroom in Colorado, God, to stand with Israel and to say, I will seek your good, peace be with you. God, it says, may those who love you prosper. So God, I thank you, God, that as you are going to begin to ignite your cry and your fire, God, in the heart of the bride of Colorado to stand with Israel and to weep with you between the porch and the altar for Israel, God. God, we just declare that blessing that this state cannot even contain, God, that the church cannot contain, that you will pour it out like a flood, God, if your people will but hear your cry, your intercessory cry for your land. So God, we thank you for this awakening, God, and I just agree with my sister, God. We bring before you this crisis in Israel. We ask for mercy, God. God, I ask for the government of Israel. I ask for Netanyahu, God. God, that your government in heaven would invade the government of Israel, God. God, and these other nations that are trying to, these other nations that are trying to pay off people in Israel to protest and to overthrow Netanyahu's government. God, we ask for mercy. And we ask for justice, God. We ask for justice and righteousness, God, that you give Netanyahu wisdom on decisions and on these bills, God. In Jesus' name.
You want justice, oceans of it, mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed. You want justice, oceans of it, mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed. So we want justice, oceans of it, mercy, rivers of it. We want the song of the redeemed. We cry for justice. We want justice, oceans of it, mercy, rivers of it. We want the song of the redeemed, oh Jerusalem. Justice, oceans of it, mercy, rivers of it. We want the song of the redeemed. You want justice, oceans of mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed.
Let's sing this together.
Cry. You want justice, oceans of mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed. Oh, we cry for justice, oceans of mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed. Oh, want justice, oceans of mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed. You want justice, oceans of it, mercy, rivers of it. You want the song of the redeemed.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord show mercy.
Lord show mercy.
Show mercy to me right now, Father. Lord, I come before my brothers and sisters here, and I just confess my own prideful ways, Lord, and how just little offenses when things don't go my way, when I have to be right about things that they just well up inside me, and I just walk in this pride, and I just come before you now, Lord, and I just repent and I say, Lord, it's not who I want to be. It's not who I want to be, Lord. I want to walk in humility like you did. I don't know how you did it, Lord Jesus. You walked in such humility. They tore at you. They belittled you when they could. They made fun of your friends. They hung you on a cross. And you just walked in humility all the days of your life, Lord. And I just don't know how you did it. But Lord, I ask you to come, Father, and you come and you teach me your ways, Lord. Show me how to walk in humility. I just raise it up to you, Lord. I'm so sorry for when I don't. I'm so sorry, Lord, for when I take offense. It's not who I want to be. And Lord, I just repent. I repent for each one of us. I repent for myself, Lord, and anyone else who wants to join me. But Lord, when I come at church and sometimes I'm just playing at church. It's like I'm just playing, Lord. I'm just walking along and I'm playing, and I don't take things seriously, and I don't take things day by day. I saw this kid yesterday morning, 23 years old, that's just addicted to fentanyl, living on the streets, fingers black, and just like stole his family's car and the entire family ruined by it. And Lord, I just come at it sometimes like, well, I want to see something cool happen. I want to see something change. I don't see it like a life or death situation that it is, with eternal destinies on the line, Lord. And I ask you to come. You show us, Lord, your ways. You show us how to do church the way that you do, Lord. In all seriousness, may the fear of the Lord fall on each one of us right now. May we just learn to walk in your humility, Lord Jesus. May we learn to get your heart, Lord. Give us your heart. Give us your heart, Lord. Let our hearts break, oh Father, for the things that break yours. Lord, for those in this room right now that need breakthrough, I just pray for each one that needs breakthrough, for the churches that need breakthrough. I ask, Lord, that you bring the breakthrough. And Lord, I ask that you show us how to walk in humility, and that the breakthrough is going to come. The breakthrough is going to come as we walk in that humility with you, Lord. As we understand more and more every day, we just can't do this on our own. We can't do this of our own efforts, Lord, but only through the power of your Spirit. So we say, Holy Spirit, come, Lord Jesus, come. Have your way with us, Lord. Whatever it looks like, whatever the cost, I pray it over and over again. And then every time when it starts to get hard, I'm like, oh, I start groaning. Oh, what about this? What about that? And I just repent, Lord. I say, no, I mean it. Whatever it looks like, Father, whatever the cost, whatever it takes, this is life or death business. There's people in this room whose kids' lives are on the line right now. Grandkids are on the line right now. Moms and dads, brothers and sisters, friends, neighbors, all of it. People have cancer in this room right now. We say, Lord, we want to take this. We want to take this as serious as you take it, Lord. Let the fear of the God fall on us right now in Jesus' mighty name. I was gonna read from my Bible. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. Lord, let us shine like those stars in the sky. Let us shine, Lord, like you created us to be as we walk in your Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus.
Give us the fear of the Give us the knowledge of God. Come and break our hearts for the fame that breaks yours. Give us the fear of the Lord. Give us the fear of the Lord. Give us the
come and break our hearts for the
Gene, you're on.
At the 400 gathering, I asked God what he was saying, and he said, you want me to come down, you want my glory to come down, my presence, but he said, I want you to come up higher. I want my people to come up higher. And I got that several times throughout the night. And Lord, we come to you needing you. Lord, we don't know how to do that. We can't do it of our own, but God, positionally, we know we sit in heavenly places with you. Lord, we want to experience that, setting above all the evil of the world, all the principalities and powers, setting above with you, Lord, hearing your heart, knowing your will, seeing your purposes. Lord, that's our desire. Lord, we want you to reveal yourself to us. Give us the revelation knowledge of your holiness that will put us on our knees in awe and fear of you, Lord. The revelation knowledge of your goodness, of who you are, Lord. Because that's what you're doing. That's what it's all about, that we might know you. And Father, you told me that we come through faith, believing that Jesus has done it, paid the price, and through his blood, Lord. So we want to come up higher. You gave me the scripture again. Everybody knows it. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, Church of Colorado. Arise, people of God. Arise, sit with Jesus. Knowing his heart, knowing his will. Lord, we're so much need of your help. Holy Spirit, help. We need you. We need you to get from where we are now to where you want us to be, Lord. All we can do is submit to you, submit everything that we are to everything that you are. But God, we trust you. You're so faithful and so good. We trust you, Lord. We trust your love for us. We trust your covenant that you have cut through the blood of Jesus Christ. We trust you, Father. And we give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for how you are pursuing young people in this region, in this era, God. Revival breaking out everywhere, God. Lord, I thank you how you showed up on the athletic field yesterday as I pronounced the Aaronic blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. As I spoke these words, this blessing out to young people in groups of two or three around the field, God, the reception they had of that, the reverence they had for your blessing, God, it's like nothing I've ever seen in my life. The honor they gave to the word, which is truly the honor to Jesus. Young people are very, 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 very hungry for Jesus. There's been so much desert they've lived in their schools, God, with God being removed and the false things put upon them. They're fed up with it, God. They're fed up. They're so thirsty, God. Undeniable reverence sweeping across schools in this state, God. Colleges, high schools, middle schools, grade schools, preschools. Oh, Lord, I see young people coming home having trusted Jesus at school on a TikTok thing or a Facebook or whatever, God, all the things they use in media. Your word running swiftly through young people. Coming home and saying the name of Jesus. And parents getting on their knees, trusting Jesus. Your word running swiftly through young people, God. A deep, abiding reverence for you, Jesus. Bring it forth, God. I thank you in advance for what you're doing, God. Yes, Jesus. A deep and abiding reverence for Jesus.
Come.
Sang that song. I just got to read this. This is the bridegroom king crying out, calling out to the bride. Arise, my dearest. Hurry, my darling. Come away with me. I have come to, as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and to lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed and the bondage of your barren winter has ended. The season of hiding is over and gone, and the rains have soaked the earth, and they have left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived, and I hear the cooing of doves in the land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and to guide you forth. Can you not discern the new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and my plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers there is change in the air. So arise, my love, my beautiful companion. Run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and to come away with me. Lord, I thank you for the arise of your bride. I thank you that it is a time right now for your bride to lift up their heads. Lord, the King of Glory is coming. The King of Glory is coming in. Lord, I thank you for a new day of destiny that that shines right now, that dawns for your people right now. Lord, that we wouldn't be hopeless in this time, but Lord, that there would be a great hope. There is a great joy. It doesn't come from what we see in the world. It comes from who we are and who Christ is within us. Lord, I thank you that you have created us for such a time as this, to arise and to shine, and that your glory would rise upon us. Lord, I thank you that even though we see darkness and we see a thick darkness around us, Lord, it is your glory that rises upon your people. There is a light that is dawning, and it is your people arising right now.
Lord, we just so agree that you're doing a new thing. And Lord, we may not see it yet on the horizon, but we smell the fragrance of Jesus being released all over our land. And with that fragrance, it releases a hunger for the Lord, a hunger for your righteousness, a hunger for your mercy. Lord, we want to be ready to go to that new place. We long to go with you to that new place. Lord, we release our old ways of doing things. We release our traditions. We release our favorite ways of worshiping, our favorite ways of going to church, our favorites. Because you're the extreme. You're our supreme favorite. You're above all. Lord, your word says that you said, plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the hard ground, the fallow ground of our hearts. For now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. So, Father God, we just pray over the body of Christ in Colorado. That fallow ground, that place that was once fruitful, Lord, that's now hardened, Lord, we ask that you would break up that ground in our hearts.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord, don't let us get used to having corners of our heart hard.
Yes, amen.
Don't let us get used to seeing something that we know is not your will and thinking it's unchanging. Lord, we just uproot the strongholds of unbelief in our lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We uproot those places where we come into the agreement with the lies of the enemy.
Yes.
And we say that anything you've spoken has the power to come to pass.
Yes, amen.
We thank you, Lord. I saw you today, Lord, putting a banner over Colorado. Jehovah Nissi, our banner. We stand in great faith that you desire to do great things in our state. Prepare your bride to be able to run with you. Lord, we pray for those that are stuck in the old wineskins. We ask that you would soak them in the oil of your intimacy.
Yes.
That they could move with us to the new. Lord, we pray the identity of Jesus over our state, over the body in our state, that we would start looking like Jesus, we would start smelling like Jesus, we would start acting like Jesus. And Lord, we pray for those that you would have mercy in your judgment on those that are standing up in agreement with the spirit of death. Lord, I think of those getting ready to vote tomorrow.
Yeah. Come on.
Lord, first we ask that you would visit them tonight.
Yeah.
ask, Lord, that you would have mercy on them and speak to them, that they might see the error of their ways. We cry out for mercy for them and mercy over the babies. Yes, Jesus.
Mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show mercy.
Lord, show mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show mercy.
Before we went into prayer, the Lord took me to Joshua 5 at the end, where he meets the commander of the Lord armies, which many believe was a type of Jesus. And so Joshua, they just went into the promised land. As you know, it's right before Jericho. And God's going to give him the land and the people. And the land is an inheritance for his glory. Every place you set the sole of your feet, he's given you the land, Joshua 1. He's giving us Colorado. He's giving us the people. He's giving us the mountains. He's giving us the valleys. He's giving us the plains. He's giving the giving us the inhabitants, the harvest fields, wherever they are, on the top floor of a building in downtown Denver, or the lowest point in this state. So Joshua sees the commander of the army of the Lord, an unexpected encounter with Jesus. And Joshua asks a question from where he's at and what he's going to do and his circumstances. He says, hey, are you for us or against us? And he doesn't even respond to Joshua's question from ground level in this low place. He just says, no, I'm the commander of the army of the Lord, and I have come now. Joshua responds by going low, falling on his face to the earth, and he went to a place of worship, a low place. And in that place, he then asks a high place question. He finally got that God wanted to talk to him, reveal things to him, speak to him, encounter him, minister to him, and show him things from a higher conversation in a higher place. Joshua then asks from this low place of humility and worship, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" He gave up what he wanted to hear, what he wanted to have, what he wanted, where he wanted to talk with the Lord. And when he went low, he then got up high where God wanted to speak to him. "What does my Lord have to say to your servant?" And then the Lord says, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And I went to this verse because I heard where John the Baptist says, "One is coming after me whose sandal, thong of the sandal, I am not worthy to loose." But I saw Jesus loosing his sandals, taking off his own sandals and putting his feet on Colorado. And he was high and towering over the state. And he's bringing us into that low place of humility, reverence, and awe before him in worship. He's bringing us into a low place in the spirit, low, so that he can talk to us in a high place where he's at, looking over our state, showing us the people in our families, those around us in the grocery stores, those in our territory that he's given us, in the harvest fields all around us. So, Father God, we thank you for taking us up and talking us and bringing us to a place where we can hear what you're saying and not what we want you to say. Where we can hear what you're showing us and how you're going to lead us into the harvest fields. How you're going to give us the land to possess for your glory. The conversation that you want to have, the higher conversation, the higher revelation of Jesus, the higher revelation, Father, and wisdom to move forward into the places you are sending us, because you are taking the state for your glory and you're giving it to us. And thank you for bringing us into that place of humility. And thank you, Jesus, for loosing your own sandals and setting your feet on Colorado, because as the commander of the army of the Lord said to Joshua, "For the place you stand is holy." And your feet, Jesus, have made and are making Colorado holy in Jesus' name.
Fire of God to break out in CU Boulder and also in Boulder. And I long to see it come. So Jesus, come to CU Boulder.
Come, Lord.
Jesus, make your presence so known at CU Boulder that they would not deny it anymore. That they would be known as a campus on fire for you, and not as a campus known for drugs or partying or anything else anymore. That they would be known as a campus on fire for you. Spread that fire throughout Boulder. I don't want to see students out there anymore depressed or broken or anything else anymore, Lord. I saw my old sister go through it, but now she's overcome. Jesus, come, pour out your spirit on the campus to see you, Boulder. Even as I pray, and I just pray that you would just come, break out, that people who are like high right now, Lord, that you would just break them out of it, that you would just show them who you are, Lord, because they're looking for more, but they won't get it through anything but you. Jesus, show your spirit so boldly throughout see you, Boulder. Jesus, come. Jesus, come to that campus. Come to those students. Come to those professors. Jesus, come.
Father, I just, with everybody represented today, God, Father, wherever we are at in whatever season we're in, Father, I ask you that you just bring about, Lord God, obedience to our hearts. Full obedience, God, to go to next glory. Whatever you are asking, whatever you are wanting, whatever you're placing in our hearts, God, no matter how radical, no matter how big or small, I ask you, God, that you bring forth faith. Those that are wanting faith, if you are exercising faith for anyone in this room, God, that is a next glory. God, if I ask you that you empower those, Father, that is just are wanting to exercise faith. Whoever you're perfecting, I ask you, God, that you are, we are willing for you to perfect us, God. Father, whoever is just going to next glory, which means forgiveness, Father, clothe them in grace, God, grace to forgive, to encounter, God, your goodness, your grace, Lord. Father, the ones who are just asking and believing for a miracle, if that is their next glory. We just stand together in unity, believing for miracles, signs, and wonder, God. Father, whoever's hope, whoever needs hope, dreams, Lord God, dreams to come true. God, fill us with hope. Fill us with hope today to believe in the impossible, Lord. God, I thank you, whoever is needing financial help, Father, or as something of a step of faith to believe for something greater. God, I thank you that you fill us with hope that comes from your spirit to believe for the impossible. God, I thank you, Jesus, the ones that are longing for ministry, the ones that are hungry for righteousness, that you clothe us, Lord God, that you fill us. You fill us, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you make us meek, that you make us strong where we need to be strong. God, I thank you and I praise you for all these things. God, I bless my brothers and sisters today. And I ask you, Jesus, to bring us to our next glory. And God, that means for us to obey. Yeah. And whatever that obedience is, God, we say yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We're going to close here, I think. And we're going to go out with some, just a song of joy. I want to just read this scripture. We've been praying all this, and it's so awesome. I love what we've been praying tonight. The scripture in Romans 10, it says, how then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? And then as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And I just saw this picture of, as we've been praying about even coming to the higher place, coming up. I just had this like vision of, I was in Austria a couple years ago, and it's like the sound of music. It was literally like the sound of music. And where you go out the, like on these mountaintops, and run across these fields. It's almost like they've been mowed, beautiful green grasses. And I felt like the Lord is like, I'm calling you up here, but how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And there's a joy that comes in that place. It says, the other scripture is in Isaiah 55. It just says this. It says, I know where it is. It just says, they will go out with joy. They will be led forth with peace. And the mountains of the hills will clap their hands. Is that how it says it? Yeah. Will burst into song. It says, the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And I just saw this. I felt like as we come up to this up higher place, like there is such a joy when we enter into the very things that the Lord has for us. And as we get to declare the very truths of the gospel and we get to see people set free, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So can we just stand as we close here and just, let's just begin to just sing before the Lord and let a joy come. Like, it's the joy of the Lord. It's not a worldly joy, it's a heavenly joy. And it should overflow from us to others. Because we are the joy, we are the hope, because Christ is in us. We're the hope of glory. So here we go. Oh, 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 oh.
my beloved. I know the end of the story. I come up from the wilderness, leaning on my. I know the end of the story. I come up from the wilderness, leaning on my beloved. I know the end of the story. I come up from the wilderness, leaning on my beloved. Oh 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 oh. So high in love, so wide in love, so deep in love, so long in love, so high in love, so wide in love, so deep in love, so death, all of your angels, no powers, present things, no things in the future, height, no death, no any created thing could separate me from your strong love. Separate me from your strong love. Oh, 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 oh.
So long.